Task 35.
You are going to hear an interview with an expert about different coffee types. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the table below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the notes 1 to 7 by writing a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the task now.
Well, we're going to have a small historical tasting, starting with the birthplace of coffee in Yemen.
Coffee was first grown in Yemen, which is in the bottom left-hand corner of the Saudi Peninsula, and was basically grown there as a monopoly until the middle of the 18th century, and so it was the only source of coffee in the early years of the coffee trade. And it's a very strange coffee, Yemeni coffee. I've been there. I went there about 5 years ago, and it's extraordinary to find what appear to be almost medieval techniques of coffee processing are still alive and well and done in Yemen. The machinery that they have is all extremely cranky and hand-driven, and the process of selection would not pass muster in any other coffee-producing country in the world, but it produces this wild, high and extraordinary flavour.
And coffee moved on from Yemen to where?
Well, basically, the Dutch being a very innovative nation, the Dutch exported coffee seeds smuggled out of Mocha to the newborn colonies in the Dutch East Indies, and the next coffee we're having is a Java coffee. The soil that coffee is grown on in this part of the world is volcanic, and one can taste a very pleasant sort of burntness. Now, Java coffees have, generally speaking, a very full body, not at all earthy, which, as I say, would be a mistake in a Javanese coffee. Very smooth, slightly chocolatey.
Historically, then, the coffee moved to Jamaica, the West Indies.
The very best Jamaica coffees that I have tasted have an oiliness in the aftertaste. Funnily enough, it's not the taste itself. It's what happens when you either swallow it or spit it out. There's a heavy, oily, very pleasant oiliness that's left on the tongue.
Well, we'll leave that for the moment and go on to our last cup or bowl, which is...
Kenya coffee.
Kenya.
Well, Kenya coffee is one of the most famous and desired coffees in the world now. But it's interesting that coffee plantations only started in Kenya about 100 years ago. But they now produce a very sublime, winey, acidic kind of coffee, which is very much desired.
Thank you very much. I was talking with coffee expert Tony Wilde.